Folks up in Pineville are getting kind of excited over this women's voting question. You see, there was a woman come to give a lecture on the subject, and she got a lot of the women all rousted up about wanting to vote. They hadn't thought of such a thing before, but that suffering elocutionist was sure a smart one to talk, and she told them over a whole lot of laws they could get passed that would make the whole country more comfortable if only the women could vote. According to her idea, all the saloons and the sweatshops and corporations and the devil and the Senate and all other forms of iniquity would be canceled if only the females could get the ballot. So they finally decided to organize a society called the Pineville Women's Rights and General Improvement League. And Matilda Tolliver, Ab Tolliver's gal, was elected president. And they held their meetings in Oddfellers Hall up over the carriage shop. Well, last 4th of July, they had a parade. They had got them a lot of banners and sashes and ribbons and bonnets, all marked votes for women, and they hired the Pineville Band to play for them, and they sure did make a commotion. But it didn't amount to nothing. No, you see, what they was after was to send a representative to Montpelier that was in favor of their ideas. But land sakes, they might have known that wasn't no use, for that matter's all thrashed out and decided by the invisible order of politicians, and nobody else, male nor female, has anything to say about it. But they seemed to enjoy themselves, and as Sile Haskins said, they didn't do no harm, so nobody worried much about it. I wasn't much struck on the idea myself, nor I wasn't another. Some way women, married ones especially, look better to me in a little less conspicuous capacity. If the single ones want something a little more exciting to do than darning stockings and making soapy pillars, why, let them vote. If they can do it quiet and peaceable, they're just as liable to be right as anybody, according to my notion. But most all the men folks, they seem to be agin it. You see, that female orator said that Mr. Wilson and Mr. Bryan and Mr. Roosevelt was all on their side, and every man in Pineville is a Republican, pure and simple, by ancestry, heredity, human nature, and previous condition of servitude, now and forever, world without end. And as these gentlemen mentioned, weren't what you might call stand-pat Republicans, that argument didn't cut no ice in Pineville amongst the voters. Speaking of Republican majorities in Vermont, Jock Sullivan said he took his boy Tim to the Slocum Junction Fair when he was a little shaver, and when it came time to go home, Jock asked the boy if he'd seen everything he wanted to. Well, Tim said there was one thing he hadn't seen. Jock asked him what it was, and the boy said he would like to see a Democrat.